Hey guys, this is Jordan Wallace, and this is my first podcast. I am talking about my life and how scary it is to go through it, even when you are young. So, I'm first going to put it out. I have seizures, I am deformed, and I have dealt with a lot of depression in my life. So, first I'm going to show you how bad seizures can be, even when you are young. I was 17 when I first had my seizure. I'm about to be 19 now, and my first seizure was so scary, I never wanted to go to sleep. You know, if you first had a seizure in your life, you'd probably say the same thing. Like, bro, that was scary as hell. I'm done. This is too scary. I just want to end my life now. I can't handle it. But you can't say that. That is not okay. You have to move forward and push through everything that you are going through life, because that makes you stronger. Now, if you don't do that, and you just give up, and you don't try to push forward in life, your depression will make your life so much worse. So, I can tell you this, yes, I have depression. Everyone does. Don't let anybody tell you that they've never been depressed, because that's a lie. Yeah, you might think that no one has ever lied to you, or that this person is so truthful she'll never lie to you, or she never lie to you. But in their mind, there is depression. No one's perfect. No one has happiness 24/7. It does not work that way. One day in their life, they've had depression. 1 hour in their life, they've had depression. There is no way that someone has never had depression. I mean, yeah, if you're a baby, you're crying. We don't know what goes on through their minds. But we do know that when they grow up, they will have depression, because depression is a big key in life. It just shows what sorrow is, what true sadness is, and if you can get past the depression somehow, like do something to distract you from being depressed all the time, that's great. See, I'm gonna tell you what I do to get my depression out. One is help people with their depression. So it's kind of like, if I help them, it helps me at the same time. I have had my ex-girlfriend shoot herself from being bullied so much. It was when I was like 14, 15. And after that, you know what I've been doing to keep my depression on a minimal? Helping people with suicide. It's not an option that people do because they think that they're not good enough to help people or save someone's life. But if to the point that I really need someone to help me with this person, I will call the suicide hotline. I'm not going to leave them stranded if I don't know what to do. I mean, I had this friend. She cut her wrists all the time with, like, broken pieces of glass. And then she randomly just stopped being suicidal. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you so many stories of the people that I've helped if they gave me consent to tell you about it. I mean, this friend of mine that cut her arm, she's a wonderful woman now. She is living life. She graduated high school. And, yeah, I don't talk to her anymore. But, you know, sometimes if you don't talk to someone for a while, you can get them back in your life. All you gotta do is say, hey, how you been? I haven't spoke to you in a while. Can we meet up or something? You know, it's great to know people even when you have helped them in life. I want to let you know that when you are depressed, ask someone to talk, like, if they can talk to you. Because the best medicine for depression is someone being there by your side. I know it might sound weird, but I'm no pro at this. I'm no, like, doctor or anything. But I can tell you that I have studied my butt off to be a psychiatrist. And now I've changed that job. I've changed what I want to do for my life. And I'm only 19, but I'm being a firefighter to save lives because my depression will get bigger if I don't do anything to help people. I am someone to help people's lives get better. I'm not here to hurt anyone. I'm not here to do nothing with my life. I'm here to move on and push through what life is all about. It's pretty much just a test to see how good you will be through life. School is just a giant test. No one knows why we have it, except for to learn how to do things. But when we're put together in a group of 500 to 1,000 kids a day, they pretty much test on us about if we can cope in the real world with real people. Because some kids are bad, some kids are good. Some kids are in between, it just depends on how their day is. So, if we can handle going through a day with the kids that we go through, we can handle a day in the real world without getting in trouble, without going to jail or getting killed and stuff like that. If you keep your head up and be cautious for what you're doing, you will be fine in life. Now, I'm trying to get a job soon. I am working my butt off to go to school again. And I'm getting my EMT license soon enough, so I can help people the way I want to help people. I want to explain my seizures and my deformity to you guys, but I have to say something. Even if you have a different thing, like you are different than someone in some way, you're not different, you're unique. Because if you are different, then why are we still, like, communicating with everyone? Why would we have books to learn how to be, to speak Spanish or Arabic or Hungarian or stuff like that? Why would we have books to learn how to speak English if we are all unique in one way? We can do many things, and some people can't do the things that we do, but that's because they have their own uniqueness in their own way. If we are able to do things how we want to do it, then do it. It's great. We shouldn't have to count on someone every day of our life, because if we count on someone, that means we are not growing up, we aren't going to be independent, and we're going to need someone in our life for the rest of our life. People need to learn how to move on and grow by themselves, because they won't be able to move on with life. Now, me being different, that's all on me. I have seizures, I have depression, I have a disability technically, because I'm deformed. My deformity is really rare. It is called pectus carinatum, and I know you guys have heard this already. I am redoing my podcast because I totally forgot that I should record it, not do it on live so I can share it. But anyways, my deformity is pectus carinatum. It is a sternum deformity. It's where my sternum is stuck out, kind of like a pigeon chest, because that's the nickname for it. And no, it doesn't hurt. The one that my brother and uncle and grandpa have is called pectus excavatum. It is the opposite, where your sternum caves in. And that one can actually hurt you. That one can mess with your organs and mess up everything inside. Mine actually gives me room. So I'm the rare one in my family. Some people get scared of it. Some people are telling me that I have a demon inside of me. I have an alien inside of me. No, I'm sorry. That's not how it works. I am unique. And if you don't like how I am, live on your life without me, because I am not dealing with any hate nor cruelty, because that is not how you should live. Now, on the other hand, with my seizures, they have messed me up pretty badly. I've had depression with it, like I've said. I get called weird, I get laughed at because I've gashed my face open and split my tongue from hitting a side table. Yeah, I mean, it's funny if I'm laughing. Yeah, go ahead, laugh at with me. Don't laugh at me. If you truly had a seizure in your life and knew how it felt and knew how scary it was to have one, you wouldn't be laughing. You know, I can tell you exactly how it feels. If you know how your legs and arms fall asleep, it feels like that coming up my body, and it stays doing it. Then my arms move up to my chest and start shaking. My fists, like my hands go to fists, my face, my whole mouth moves to the right, and I can't talk. I can think I'm talking, but I'm not. I have screamed out in my head for help because I didn't know what was going on the first time I had it. And I hear this constant whistling, and it scares me every time I hear it during the daytime, because I'm like, what's going on? I hate that noise. And if I see something, like if I see a TV show with someone twitching, let me just say Stranger Things. When Will was shaking so badly in season 2, sorry for spoilers, didn't mean to pull it out, but that scared me. I could not finish the second season, but you know, I pushed through it because I know that's fake, but what I'm dealing with is true, and that is my uniqueness. Now, if I didn't have these seizures, I'd be in the military right now. I'd be pushing my limits to the job that I wanted to do in the military. And that was to be a wildfire fighter, smoke eater, jumping out of planes into the middle of wildfires. If you know the fires that go on in California, Arizona, and Nevada, you would know what I'm talking about. I'd be jumping into them. I'm not firefighting, saving people in their homes. I'm saving people's houses from giant fires that will obliterate everything in its path. So, if I am able to still do that job while I be a firefighter in real life instead of being it in the military, I will be happy. I will have my dreams, and I've wanted this since I was in fifth grade. Those seizures messed up my dreams. I am still pushing past that to get to where I'm gonna be. You should never give up, because if you do, you are just gonna drop so low, and people are gonna start to not want to be around you. And that's not a good thing. That will just make you worse. And if you learn how to make yourself so happy that you can lift up your spirit and just move past every bad thing that has happened to you, even if it has hurt you so much, that's the key in life. Be happy. Don't have so much hate and sorrow in your life that you can't move past anything. People will not want to hang out with you. And I know that from experience. I had so much depression that everyone didn't want to hang out with me. No one wanted to see me. I had barely any friends in high school, but everyone knew me. That's not how you should live. Going through high school, you should have friends, because if you don't, you won't succeed. I mean, yeah, you can be by yourself doing your work, but you gotta have some fun in high school before you go out into the real world and do the same job every day for the rest of your life. And if it's your dream job, do it. Love it. Do what you want to do and stick with it. Because if you lose that job, you might not get a really good one again. So I'm going to end this, but there will be more every week, probably on a Monday. And I hope you liked this. It was my first podcast, and I want to do more. This helps me explain what I want to do and how I feel in life. And hopefully it can help you guys one day, because it is really hard to keep your depression and sorrow away and have joy and happiness every single day of your life. I really want to let you guys know, if there is anything that you need help with, and if there is, like, a way that you can text me on here, go ahead, text me. If not, I will put my Instagram and Facebook. You could search me up. It's Jordan Wallace. It's the photo with me and someone's arms. Sorry. If you can find that and you need to text me, go ahead, text me, because I'm always here for anyone. I will talk to you through any problem that you are going through, and I will do my best to help you. I want you guys to have a wonderful day, and if you hear this when you are having a bad day, I hope that is going to help you. I love you guys, and I hope everything goes great today. Deuces.